Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very sorry for today. My computer is a piece of garbage. And obviously right now I need to fix that, but Casey will be on with me in just 2 seconds. Here's Casey right now.
Yeah.
What's up, Casey? What's up?
How you doing?
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. My computer garbage right now. It's not working. My computer was set for tomorrow. Like, it said 6:30. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Oh.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry to the fans. Sorry, Casey. I hate this computer. It does this all the time. But we're going to have a show. So we start 2 minutes late. But this is SU and Wally here on MSL Radio. We're having technical difficulties with Roberto Reynolds, our MSL Heat beat writer, who's supposed to come on today to talk Heat free agency. But he is now in Colombia. He's supposed to be back Saturday. He's not. I don't understand why he told me he was going back. But anyway, I don't know, man. There's a lot going on right now. So I'm just going to start the show without Roberto until he can find a way to call in without getting the numbers mixed up. So the Heat, the free agency, we are 2 days away from free agency here in the NBA. Well, not here in the NBA, but, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, NBA. And
well, apparently, apparently, Luol Deng is going to opt out. They announced that maybe like an hour ago. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. He's going to test the free agency market. Maybe the Heat will, you know, work a lower cost contract. Excuse me, sorry. So that's something that, you know, is happening. Now, obviously, you know, either, you know, Wade opts in by 11:59 p.m. tonight, or he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have to notify them or anything. He can just let the deadline pass. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Is everybody on with us now?
Yeah.
Casey, you on?
Yep, I'm on.
Okay, so we got this all fixed out. Roberto Reynolds. Long day. Roberto Reynolds, MSL Heat beat writer, now on with us here on SCU and Waller. What is going on, Roberto?
None. I'm good.
Cool. Awesome. So we were going to start. Today's show is basically free agency for those that are listening and wonder what we're talking about today. It's basically just Heat free agency, and that's why we have Roberto on. Big Heat fan, very good writer when it comes to MSL as well. And so I have with me, I was watching the herd this morning. I looked at the bottom line on ESPNU. There was a lot of free agents that the names, I just knew these names because I've seen these guys play, and they were really good. We got DeAndre Jordan, Josh Smith, Jimmy Butler, Monte Ellis, Rajon Rondo, LaMarcus Aldridge, Paul Pierce, Marc Gasol, Brooke Lopez, and Tyson Chandler. Can you guys name more free agents that we know that are free agents that we don't know who they're going to sign with as of right now?
Draymond Green.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many things popping up, it's kind of hard to keep track of all of them, and, you know, you're hearing different things all the time, so, you know. He named a good list.
Well, okay. Well, of all the guys that you do know are free agents, no, we're not talking LeBron. LeBron's going to sign the Cavs. We already know that. It's obvious. Kevin Love has...
I don't think he has...
What's that? Roberto, are you still there? I think
that's what
happened. Oh, my God. This is a horrible show.
We're just going to say it like right away.
All right. Well, Casey, thank God Casey's a Heat fan, so she can help me out with this because Roberto's obviously having problems with that at Columbia.
Okay. Can you just repeat the question real quick once more?
I was going to ask, out of all the players that are names, which ones do you think may possibly join the Miami Heat come July 1st?
I mean, I think the Heat have enough to worry about right now with, you know, the number one focus is going to be trying to keep Wade, obviously. If they can get a cheap pickup, you know, like a Lou Williams type, that would be a good option. You know, I can't see him going after any of, like, the big marquee names. So, you know, I think obviously they're focused on, you know, working something out, Dwayne, and, you know, then going from there. But, you know, you could see, like, a Lou Williams, Monte Ellis type possibly, you know, being attractive to the Heat.
Yeah, Monte Ellis to the Heat. I like the sound of that. I do definitely like the sound of that. Now, I've read reports on the Heat that Jimmy Butler from the Chicago Bulls, apparently the Heat are interested in him as well. Do you know the latest on that?
The latest I saw was that Butler was interested in the Lakers potentially, and that's what I saw come across this morning. He'd be an expensive, you know, for the Heat to add right now, and, you know, with everything, you know, looking towards 2016, obviously he'd be a great addition. You know, I'd love to have him. I watched him play at Marquette and everything, you know, during college. So, you know, I've always been, you know, a big fan of his, but I don't know if he might be, depending on what he's looking for, and I have a feeling, you know, he's looking for a, you know, higher-end contract that I think he might be a little out of Miami's league, but I'm not, you know, I never would write anything off. I mean, you know, how Justice Winslow dropped into our laps at the number 10 spot. So, you know, it's always a possibility. But I think probably, you know, like I said, you know, Monte Ellis would be a, you know, better option, you know, and more realistic, I guess I would say.
Yeah, I can imagine that too. I wouldn't think that Jimmy Butler is going to leave Chicago anyway. But as well, when we're talking free agency here on FC and Wally about the Heat, we're just gonna get to the nitty gritty. We all know that Dwayne Wade is, there's a lot of drama with D Wade. We all know there's a lot of drama with D Wade. And now, latest I heard it this morning, D Wade is reportedly opting out of his contract. So that means D Wade is going to be free agent come Wednesday. Wow. Yeah, go ahead. I have to regather my thoughts.
I think once, you know, the Heat got Winslow, you know, they gained some more leverage, and as far as going into negotiations with Wade, I think, you know, Wade would probably, you know, really like to play with a player like Winslow. He'd obviously be a good mentor. And, you know, Riley seemed real confident, you know, in the press conference today and everything. I mean, like, almost the point of, like, giddy, like, because he's so happy with picking up Winslow. And so it starts to make you wonder if he, you know, if he really thinks he's, you know, he's going to be going into these contract negotiations with Wade and, you know, feeling like he's going to come out, you know, on top and everything. So ideally, you know, you'd want, if you're the Heat, you know, you give Wade, you know, a 1-year contract with a player opt-in at, like, you know, $22 million to satisfy, you know, the whole, you know, Wade, you know, giving money back to the organization, you know, over the past few years. And then, you know, Wade would opt out, you know, after next season, and they'd, you know, redo a new contract, would probably be the ideal situation for, you know, for the Heat, potentially. But, you know, it's going to take Wade trusting the organization will still give him a long-term contract next year, you know, in good faith type thing, you know, even though he's getting older. So, But Riley said a lot of things after the draft on Thursday night. You know, he basically said, you know, he wants everybody to come back. He wants to keep the team together. He says he's not a pessimist and that we have a lot to offer Wade. You know, that Wade is a pillar of the franchise. He's, you know, part of the foundation. And Winslow is very confident he will be under Wade's guidance. He sent a lot, you know, tweeted out and said in interviews that he was really looking forward to learning from one of the greatest basketball players. So, you know, there's a lot, you know, there's things there, you know, but there's always going to be other stuff popping up too. So, you know, rumors and all that, you kind of got to take everything with a grain of salt.
That's true. While Wade was reported going to opt out on either Wednesday or before Wednesday or after Wednesday, whatever the case may be. And we all know that Goran Dragic, I think that's his name, he's going to opt out. So I don't know if he's going to be gone. I don't know if he's going to re-sign with the Heat. I don't know what he's doing, but this is just into SU and Wally. According to SB Nation, Luol Deng is coming back to the Heat after previous reports that he was opting out. So I guess that's sort
really?
Of good news for the Heat, right? Yeah,
it's $10.1 million, though. It's a lot of money.
Now, I don't know how much D. Wade was offered that he wasn't happy, but I do know. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. His player, like, if he opted in for next year, it'd be $16.1 million.
For the 3 years?
No, just for, like, for this next year. Like, if he opted in. So, 16.1.
Okay. Because I know that the Heat are offering Goran Dragic 5 years, 80 mil. And this guy has been here, what? Well, he was there, what, 4 months, 3 months with the Heat? They offer him that.
I thought it was higher than that.
I don't know. He was required from the Phoenix Suns in the middle of the season. That's all I know about Goran Dragic. Apparently, it was a big steal. I guess that's why they offered him 5 years, 80 mil. But he's only been there a few months. Dwayne Wade's been there 12 years, and you're not going to guide him what he deserves. I honestly just understand. This is a lot of crazy drama. You can read. There's a lot of just a couple of different articles on our blog, Miami Sports and Life. WIX.com/MSL blog about Dwayne Wade, Robin, in a nutshell. How fans should lay off D Wade because whatever reasons, and again, horrible show. Totally my fault because my computer sucks. I'm sorry for everybody listening. We're gonna come back, but I'm gonna go. You
lost Berto in Colombia.
Hey, well, Berto, oh my god. Berto has apologized. When he's coming back tomorrow, Texas, he'll be back. We'll have him on Wednesday when the sports world explodes. We're coming back. I'm going to go cry my eyes out because it just sucks. This is
MSL Radio. ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally, every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
Do something with your life. Do something with your life. Do something with your life. All right. I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a liming light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people
want to hear what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
Hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
Nope,
you can't end it like this.
Not
so
right.
What are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie. The Miami Heat.
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog. Only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here. The time is now. The three sides have aligned once again. Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you. MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9. Be there, or we will be.
Thank you for calling Kansas Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Yeah, you're joining us, and it's you and Wally. MSL Radio, Casey Wall, Stephen Err, as always. According to one of our writers, Cody Williams, there's an ESPN Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I didn't know ESPN LA, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, and New York. But remember,
yeah.
ESPN Miami. Put it on Twitter, hashtag MSL to ESPN.
Yeah, it's a shocker that Milwaukee has an ESPN and Miami doesn't, so.
Yeah, that is no surprise. Now, let's see. I know this is a Heat show, but this show's so terrible, I'm just going to go off topic now. What teams did the Milwaukee even have? They had the Brewers. I'm going to give them the Packers because, you know, Wisconsin.
Right.
The Badgers, college football, the Bucks.
Marquette University.
Right. And then you compare it to, like, the Dolphins. Okay. Packers better than Dolphins.
Marlins better than Brewers.
Oh, yeah. Marlins better than Brewers. And Milwaukee's the one with the ESPN affiliate, not Miami. I don't get that. But this is a horrible show. If you want to call, we'll talk to us. We're still talking here. This number is 646-716-8715. You can follow me at Ryan Fanatic too. You can follow Casey at Casey Wallace. Follow the show at SC and Wallace. And follow the network at 305 Sports and Life. So we were talking about... Go ahead.
Oh, I have an idea. I don't know. Did you see, like I said, we're just going kind of off the script here today. So did you see, you know, in the draft, you know, the where... like when Larry Nance Jr. was drafted by the Lakers, all of a sudden they unearthed all these, like, you know, tweets from like 3 years ago, and he had the one, you know, which basically called Kobe Bryant, you know, it ended with hashtag rapist. It was like, hope Kobe can keep his hands to himself this time in Denver. And then it said hashtag rapist. And so Mitch Kupchak, you know, GM from LA said, you know, like, Kobe and Larry are going to have to work this one out together. And it was just like, okay, that's going to be awkward. I mean, like, because Kobe, I mean, that's, you know, that's not something you just throw around. I mean, I know it's from 3 years ago when he was, you know, young or whatever. And but I don't know, could you imagine, like, being in the room with that? And now I guess they have talked, and Nance sent him a message, and, you know, it started with, like, Mr. Bryant, and, like, ended with thank you, sir, and all this. And Kobe said, no, you know, it's about time to hang it up when somebody starts calling you mister and saying sir to you. And but he said, you know, that, you know, the kid was, you know, remorseful and everything, and, you know, that, you know, he's just, and Kobe, you know, basically said, you know, it's all okay, we're all good, you know, let's just go play, which shows, obviously, Kobe's matured a lot, you know, in his career and everything. But it's kind of ironic, you know, it's not ironic, but it's one of those things where something like that really, like, makes you think about, you know, before you hit, like, send on that tweet type thing, because they can, somebody who's always going to, there's people out there that have nothing better to do than to go look through, you know, second-round draft picks, you know, Twitter, to find something that they can, you know, post on the internet and turn into, you know, a big story. So it's just a little reminder, you know, to all of us that we, you know, that our tweets don't die, apparently.
No, they don't. And if I were, if it wasn't for me forgetting my Twitter password to my former account, everything for like 7. Yeah, I don't know where I would be right now, because I used to curse a lot on my old Twitter. And since I made a new one, I stopped doing that, because remember Darren Williamson had told me, I mean, because he's the reason I'm doing this right now. Like, me and him met, like, after Christmas last year. And he's like, oh, let's do radio together. I'm like, sure, why not? And then we met Andrew, and here we are. So he told me that cursing's not cool, it's not professional, and here I am, you know, not cursing anymore. All right, so... Anyway, we're talking about Goran Dragic. We're talking about the guy from the Suns that went to the Heat.
Goran Dragic.
Right. Now, the Heat offered him a 5-year, $80 million contract, and he opted out. So I honestly don't think he's come back to the Miami Heat. So
I think people think there's a higher percentage that he is coming back. I know, they were, because obviously if he would have opted in this year, I think he would have made $7.5 million. And like you said in the first segment, the Heat are looking, you know, at offering him the $80 million 5 years. I think his camp of people is looking more in the realm of $90 to $100 million for a 5-year contract. I don't necessarily put him in that top tier type point guard player. Obviously, we need to have him, and, I mean, he's been a great asset, but, you know, the Heat's not looking to, you know, break the bank on him type thing. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but, I mean, everybody keeps saying how much he loves, you know, the organization, he loves the Miami, and that I think hopefully they'll get to work something out that's, you know, both financially, you know, feasible for the Heat and, you know, appealing enough to Dragic, or, you know, trying to talk to him about, you know, taking a little bit less, you know, to help, you know, for things in 2016, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And just talking a little bit about what I had read a while back, CBS Sports had reported that the Heat had asked Dwayne Wade to go already because they wanted to pursue Kevin Durant. But correct me if I'm wrong, but does his contract expire after next season?
Yeah.
Okay, so all right. So what I'm not understanding is why are they trying to pursue him now when he's got a whole another year left in Oklahoma City with Russell Westbrook?
I think because they're like, I guess, you know, part of it is trying to plan out the money end of it. You know, the whole thing is like, because they've been talking about this plan to, you know, try and get Kevin Durant for a few years now. And so they're, I think they're trying to, it, the talk keeps coming up because, you know, it's like you want to have enough money available to, basically what a lot of people say is like, so Riley can just get in the room with Kevin Durant. So that's why, you know, all this numbers talk is going on, you know, right now, and the whole thing with Wade is, you know, wanting, you know, max money is such a thing because a lot of people apparently really think that the Heat do have a shot at Kevin Durant. I'm not necessarily in that camp on that part, just because even with the new TV money, I don't think that the Heat would have enough. Somebody earlier today said that, like, imagine, like, the likelihood of Durant coming would be, like, imagine trying to split $60 million four ways, you know, between four main guys. So, you know, that doesn't come out too much. And so the whole thing is, yeah, it's not, you know, even an option until after next season, but everybody's still talking about it now. And, you know, I think it's, sure, it'd be cool, obviously, but I think he'd probably go to Washington, you know, first out of anything, but you never know. I mean, things always change, but yeah, it's weird that we're talking about something that isn't even an option until the end of next season, but we are.
Yeah. Exactly, and so I'm just gonna show in two minutes because 2:30. I don't care if we started late. Horrible show, but I'm just gonna put it out there. Free agency begins July 1st, 2 days away. Thank God, we've been waiting. I don't know, like a week and a half or something, to finally talk about free agency, because that's when this portal floor is going to blow up, because so many big players on the market, so many big players, they're definitely going to be on different teams next season. We just don't know who they are and where they're going. And then we got big names, Jahlil Okafor, what's the other guy? D'Angelo Russell went to the Lakers.
Did you see what happened with Jahlil Okafor in that video where he dropped the jersey?
Yeah, he is not happy being in Philadelphia, and who can blame him, right? I mean, seriously, who can blame the guy?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go to Philadelphia. The Sixers haven't been relevant since who knows when. I don't know when. I remember they lost like 20-some games in a row last year. I think it was last season, maybe the season before. I'm sorry, Jahlil Okafor. I'm sorry. I feel bad for you. I know you feel bad for you. It is now. Yeah, we got. So, I wish he had gone to LA. He would have been the next Kobe, if you ask me. He would have been great in Los Angeles. But hey, D'Angelo Russell's going there.
I like D'Angelo Russell.
Exactly, I like him a lot. And Jeremy Lin, maybe going back to the Knicks. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll also talk free agency around the NBA. We hope you enjoyed today's horrible show. Thank Casey for being on. Thank me for being on. I hate this laugh drop. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.